USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims in the United States are up from last week. The Labor Department saying seasonally adjusted unemployment claims for the week ending October 22nd was at 217,000. That's an increase of 3,000 from the previous week. This as mortgage rates top 7% for the first time in 20 years, the latest milestone in a rapid climb that's all but paralyzed the housing market. The rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage averaged 7.08% this week. That's according to a survey of lenders by mortgage giant Freddie Mac. Just 7 weeks ago, the rate was below 6%. A year ago, it was just over 3%. All of this as inflation remains a major concern for voters as Election Day inches closer. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady tells Fox Business what Republicans would do if they take back the House.
What you'll see House Republicans do is focus on less government spending, less taxes and regulation that fuel inflation under President Biden, and more American-made energy, more workers reconnected to their jobs, and more innovation in supply chains that lower inflation.
A construction worker is dead after a bridge collapse in Missouri. Authorities say crews were working on a bridge replacement near Kearney, northeast of Kansas City, yesterday afternoon when the structure collapsed while concrete was being poured. Three other construction workers escaped with minor injuries. President Biden spending part of his day in Syracuse, New York, where he'll deliver remarks regarding manufacturing and jobs. Powerball fever is hitting the United States. The jackpot is now up to an estimated $800 million, the second biggest ever. The next drawing is set for Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
It's on me too.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
It's on me too.
The All-Democrat Congressional Hispanic Caucus has denied membership to Texas Republican Congresswoman Myra Flores, who says it's evident there is a bias towards conservative Latinas that don't fit their narrative. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez reacts to the membership denial on Fox News.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus has accomplished nothing in 20 years. They're essentially this partisan hack, right? So we shouldn't want to be joining them.
As crime continues to rise in one state, a group of state lawmakers is taking action against a district attorney. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Pennsylvania House Republicans filed two articles of impeachment Wednesday against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, charging him with not adequately enforcing state laws and implementing policies they say have contributed to a spike in gun violence. 2 days earlier, an investigation concluded in a critical 63-page report that Krasner's policies are tied to rising gun violence in Philadelphia.
A man who imported fireworks that later exploded in South Los Angeles is being sentenced to 5 months in federal prison. The explosion on June 30th of last year injured 17 people and caused about $1 million in damage to a neighborhood. Week 7 of the NFL season gets underway with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.